We are learning Chagiga Daf Chaf Aleph. We just read the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis. That was about the chumras that apply to kachim that don't apply to truma. Right? Truma is that which you separate and have to give to the kohen that has a certain level of kedusha, of holiness, of sanctity to it. But kachim has an even higher level of kedusha. Kachim is that which is going to be used for the avodah, some form of the sacrifices brought in the Beis HaMikdash. That Kachim, Kodesh, has a higher level of Kedusha, a higher level of sanctity, and therefore there are 11 Chumras that we taught in the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis. That's the first Mishnah of the third parak of Chagiga, which is called Chomer BeKodesh, because it teaches the Chumras that apply to Kachim that don't apply to Truma. So we just listed off 11 of those Chumras, and now our Gemara on the second line of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph is going to discuss that first Chumrah, and that's going to be really the entire, even Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and even going to continue to Chaf Beis as well, in next week's daf, is all about Chumrah number one. So what is that Chumrah? And today's daf, we're going to basically talk about this first Chumrah, and we're going to give two explanations as to why it is that this Chumrah exists, for the reasoning behind this Chumrah. So what are we talking about? So we're talking about the first Chumrah of the Mishnah. If you look in the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis, it's to remind ourselves, Chomer BeKodesh Mi BeTruma, what is the first of the list of stringencies, Chumrahs that apply to Kodesh that don't apply to Truma? Shematbilin Kalim Besoch Kalim LeTruma Avalo LeKodesh. Let's say I have two kalim, two utensils that I need to dip into a mikvah in order to make them pure. They're currently tamei, and I want to make them pure in order to use them perhaps for truma or perhaps for kodesh. So the best way to do that is to just put one in the mikvah, take it out, and then put the second kli in the mikvah, and then take that out, and voila, both of those kalim are going to be tahor. But let's say you didn't do that. Instead, you put one kli inside the other kli, and you say, I'll just dip them both at the same time. Your matbil kli besol kli. Does that work? Do both kalim become tahor in this scenario? So the halacha is, based on this, the chumrah we mentioned in this Mishnah, is that by truma, yeah, that's fine. Matbilin kalim besoch kalim le truma. If you're doing this just to make things tahor, to make them pure, to use them for truma purposes, that's going to be okay. There are no problems of being matbil the kalim when it's kli besoch kli, but avalo the kodesh. Not if you're going to use those things for kachim. There's a problem if you're going to dip a kli besoch kli, one kli that's inside of the other, and then dip both those in the mikvah at the same time. That's going to be a problem if you're dipping for the purposes of kachim. So Gemara is going to explain why is that true? Why are we machmir by kachim? The Gemara now continues on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the first words in the Gemara. Bekodesh my time alone. Why is it that I can't be matbil kli besoch kli? I can't dip with one kli that's inside of another kli and put those both in the mikvah. Why not? Amar of Ila. Reason number one of our Gemara. Bipnei shekevedo shel kli chotzeitz. Because, think of, you have two bowls. I have one bowl on the bottom, and I have a bowl also on the top. The top bowl is heavy, and it's weighing down on the bottom bowl. And that causes a problem of chatzitza. What's chatzitza? When you dip something into a mikvah, the mikvah water has to completely surround the kli that's being immersed into the mikvah. And if you have, for example, perhaps a sticker that you didn't want to be there on the bowl, then the water isn't touching the entire bowl because the sticker is blocking part of it. That would be a chatzitza. Our Gemara gives another example of a chatzitza, which is if you have a kli on top of that kli, and that top kli is heavy, and therefore it's weighing down on the bottom kli, that's going to cause a chatzitza. Water can't get between the two kalim, and therefore that's going to be a chatzitza. That's reason number one we're going to give for this chumrah of kachim. The question is going to be, if we're so convincing as to why this doesn't work by kachim, the obvious question is, well then why does it work by truma? Why don't we care about this when it comes to truma? And that's going to be the Gemara's discussion and next week's daf on Chaf Beis. But for now, we're going to ignore that part of the discussion and just explain why it doesn't work by kachim. So it doesn't work by kachim, perhaps because it's a problem of chatzitza. There is a barrier that is not allowing the mikvah water to touch the entirety of the kalim, of the utensil being immersed. The Gemara asks, "V'hami de seifa mishum chatzitza, reisha lav mishum chatzitza." The Gemara says, "Whoa, wait, wait! You're telling me that the first chumrah on this list is all about chatzitza? Well, that's a little strange, because the fifth one on the list, the fifth stringency that we mentioned in that Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis, is also about Chatzitza. And if that one was about Chatzitza, well, how could the first one be about Chatzitza? Why would we need two different Chumras in this list of the Mishnah of stringencies that apply to Kodesh, that don't apply to Truma? Why would you have to have two that have the same underlying reason, that they're both about Chatzitza? That would seem to be unnecessary. Which one are we talking about? Which Chumra in that list, which is the fifth on the list? What is it? So we're going to quote it right now. Diktani Seifa. Viloka midas hakodesh midas hatruma. We have different dinim by kachem as we do by truma, as explained in the following. Shebe kodesh matir umangiv umatbil the achar kach kosher. Let's say I have a kli that has a knot in it. Knots are typically assumed to be a problem of chatzitza. If you have something that's tied very tightly, then water can't get through all of the crevices. So water has to touch the entire beged, for example. If you're going to have a knot in your beged, then that's not going to be a proper tevila, because the water can't get to all the different areas on the perimeter of the kli. So knots are generally a problem, and therefore, when it comes to kachim, you should first matir, untie all the knots, umangiv, and then dry it completely, and only then, once you've removed all of the knots, matbil, then you can dip it in the mikvah. The akarkach kosher, and you tie them back up if you really wanted to have those knots in there. That's fantastic. Tie them up after you're done with the whole tevila in the mikvah. That's only by kachim. Ube truma, who cares about the knots? Kosher va'acharkach matbil. You can keep the knots, you can tie a knot specifically, and then put it in the mikvah, and that's fine. So that's the fifth stringency in our Mishnah, was that knots are a problem of chatzitza when you're being tovel, you're dipping into the mikvah for kachim, but it's not a problem of chatzitza when you're dipping into the mikvah for the purposes of truma. So if that stringency in the Mishnah is clearly about chatzitza, so then how could it be that this first one of matbil kli besoch kli is also about chatzitza? Why in the world would we have to have two different stringencies in our Mishnah that are both about chatzitza? What's the difference? You should only be able to, you should just teach one, and that'll suffice. So the Gemara says, no. Reisha v'seifa mishum chatzitza v'tzricha. Really, chumra number one of matbil kli besoch kli, and chumra number five of having the knot in your kli that you're going to be dipping into the mikvah, they're both about chatzitza, but tzricha. You need to teach both of them. Teaching chumra number one, I would not be able to learn chumra number five on my own. And teaching chumra number five, I would not be able to learn chumra number one on my own. Why not? The Iyash Mu'in on Reisha, if you would teach Chumra number one, that is that you cannot be Matbil Kli B'Soch Kli because of a problem of Chatzitza, I wouldn't have known anything about knots being a problem. Why? Because Hava Amina Hainu Taima De La Kodesh Lo, why is it a problem to be Matbil Kli B'Soch Kli for Kachim? Mishum Kevedo Shal Kli, because the top Kli is heavy and it's going to cause a Chatzitza by weighing down onto the bottom Kli. Mishum kvedo shel kli deika, aval seifa deleika kvedo shel kli. But by the seifa, the case of the knots, when there's no heavy kalim being involved here, there's no problem of the weight of a kli causing a chatzitza. That's totally irrelevant to the knot situation, and therefore ema de la kodesh nami lo have chatzitza. Maybe when it comes to knots, that will not be a problem of chatzitza for kachim. So again, if it would have taught Chumra number one of Matbil Kli B'Soch Kli, that's a problem, I wouldn't have known about the Chumra of not being Tovel when there's a knot in there. The Iyash Mu'in and Seifa, if it would have taught just the Seifa, the Chumra about not having, that if you have a knot in the Kli and then you dip it into the mikvah, that's a Chatzitza, I wouldn't have known anything about any problems about being Matbil Kli B'Soch Kli, dipping when you have one Kli inside of another Kli. Why? Because Hava Amina, Hainu Taima De La Kodesh Lo, why is there a problem for Kachim if you're going to dip the Kli and it has a knot in it? Mishum De Kitra B'Maya Ihaduke Mehadik. The Maran Chafala from the days continues. When you have a knot in something and you dip it into water, so what happens to that knot? When the water gets saturated into the kli, that makes the knot get even tighter. And so that's why having a knot is a problem of chatzitza. Because when the water touches it, the water has an effect of creating a chatzitza even more. It increases the problematic chatzitza situation. Because it tightens the knot and makes it even more of a problem of chatzitza than the water can't reach that part of the kli. Aval resha, but in the kli, so when you're dipping a kli besoch kli, one kli inside of the other, maybe that's not going to be a problem. Why de Maya Akfuye Makfu Le Lemana? Rashi says, what is Akfuye Makfu Le Lemana? Second line in Rashi, Mitzifos, which means that it floats. O Magbiho Soso, it raises it up, right? The top kli is going to float in the water. And so it's not going to necessarily create a chatzitza problem. By knots, I understand, water is creating a problem. It's making the knot even tighter when it comes to two kelim, one inside of the other, water isn't causing a problem. If anything, water is alleviating the problem because it's separating the kelim, because one is going to float on top of the other, and there's going to be a space, and it shouldn't be a problem of chatzita v'matbil kli v'soch kli. So lo ha v'chatzita, there should be no problem if to have one kli inside of the other when you dip them into the mikvah. So therefore, tzricha, that's why you have to teach both dinim. So again, to summarize, Rabbi Igla, he says, well, why can't you be matbil kli v'soch kli? Why can't you dip two kelim into the mikvah at the same time when one is on top of the other? It's a problem of chatzitza. The top kli is going to be heavy and it's going to weigh down on the bottom kli, and they're going to be touching, they're going to be so close to one another that water can't get in between them, and therefore it's going to be a problem of chatzitza, that the water of the mikvah, the main mikvah, cannot touch the entire perimeter of the kli. But that is also the reason, this problem of chatzitza is also a problem. It's also the reason, the underlying reason by the case of the knot. That's also about chatzitza. They're both about chatzitza, but there's no problem with that because they each have a unique chiddush, which means that I needed to teach both of those dinim, even though they're both teaching me a din about chatzitza. That's Rabbi Ila's reason for why ain't matbil in kli b'soch kli for kachim. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Ila litameh. This is actually fantastic because Rabbi Ila says something else that fits perfectly well with this line of reasoning. What does he say? The Amar Rabbi Ila, he has the following statement, Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Eser Milos Shanukan. We'll finish the rest of the statement in a second. It's about to continue for another few lines. But if you stop right there, that's already the lishitaso, the litame, about how this fits with the prior reasoning. Why does he say that there are only 10 chumras in the Mishnah on Chaf Amid Beis? If you count them, there are actually 11 chumras in the Mishnah. Why does he say 10? Oh, that's of course, that's perfect. Why 10? Because there are two of them that both have the same underlying reason. Both chumra number 1 and chumra number 5 are both about chatzitza. So if you ask him how many chumras are there in our Mishnah, how many stringencies are there where we're more strict by kachim than we are by truma? You count 11? Yeah, but 1 and 5 are both about chatzitza. So therefore, if you ask Rabbi Ila, there are really only 10 milos, 10 stringencies that apply to kachim that don't apply to truma. So that's what's lita'ameh. But now let's continue to read the rest of his statement. There are 10 milos, eser milos shanukan, 10 stringencies listed in our Mishnah that apply to kachim and don't apply to truma. Chamesh Rishonos, the first 5, Bein LeKodesh, Bein LeChulin, Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. If you remember from last week's Daf Chaf, we discussed the discussion of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. Remember, you have a Kohen, and he has all this Kachim around his house. He has to be very careful that Kachim does not become Tameh. If he has chicken in his fridge that he's going to have for dinner, and it's chulin, there's no problem with any of that. That chicken is totally allowed to become tameh. And in theory, he could say, I'll be careful that my chulin stays pure, I could be careful that my kachim stays pure, but my chulin, the random chicken I'm going to eat tomorrow, that can become tameh. It's not a big deal. But some kohanim are machmir. Some kohanim say, no, I'm going to treat everything in my house like it's kodesh. Even the chulin will be na'asu ataras hakodesh. I'll keep it with the higher standard and make sure that even my chulin, my unsanctified meat and belongings in my house are also going to be treated like Kodesh and not become Tameh. So that's what Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKodesh refers to. And so Rabbi Ila is saying that for the first 5 Chumras that we listed in our Mishnah, not only do they apply to Kodesh, but they also apply to Chulin that's treated like Kodesh. That's only for the first 5. But the Achronos, Le Kodesh, Avalo, Le Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKodesh. But the last 5 in our Mishnah only apply to actual Kachim and don't apply to chulin, which you decided to treat like kachim. My time, what's the reason for this distinction between the first 5 that apply even to chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh and the last 5 which don't apply to chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh? The Gemara explains, chamesh kamaisa de islehu drara de toma midoraisa. The first 5 have a chashash, there is a concern that there will be a problem here of tuma midoraisa. I think about the first one of matbil kli b'soch kli, there's a problem of chatzitza over here. If there really is a chatzitza and that kli did not have water touch every single part of the surface area of that kli, that's going to be tameh still midoraisa. That's a din. That's a biblical issue of impurity that we're dealing with. So there, gazibehu rabbanan bein lekodesh bein lechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. We're not only machmir for those Stringencies apply to kachim, but even to chulin that are treated like kachim. But basraisa, deleis lehu, jarav etoma, migdeo raisa. But the last five, which don't have any direct relationship to Toma midoraisa, there's no concern of biblical impurity by the last five. So gazru behu rabbanan lekodesh balachulin shenasu ataras hakodesh lo gazru behu rabbanan. If you look through that Rashi on the left drawer, the Toma deoraisa, Rashi goes through how the first five all have a relationship to Toma deoraisa. Some are more obvious than others, but it definitely becomes obvious as we're going to continue to go on in the future da'apim of Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel and even Chaf Dalid to explain what are the reasons behind these stringencies. Right, today we're only dealing with one out of 11, but as we go through the next few da'apim, explaining what are the reasons why we're strict by Kachim for all the 11 different stringencies, we'll understand better why Tumah d'Oraisa relates to only the first five, but not the last five. So that is, again, l'ta'amei, that fits perfectly with Rabbi Ela, that he only considers them to be 10 stringencies in our Mishnah, because, again, he's the one who says that 1 and 5, the first and fifth stringency, both have to do with chatzitza. So we'll just call them 10, not 11, because two of them have the same underlying reason behind the stringency. That's all reason number one. We said we're going to talk about two different reasons behind why you can't be matbil kli besol kli for kachim. That was reason number one, or be'ila, that it's a problem of chatzitza. Rava says another reason. Rava Amar, mi de seifa mishum chatzitza, reisha la mishum chatzitza. Rava is convinced you can't have two different stringencies in our list that have to both do with chatzitza. It makes no sense. So rather, reisha has nothing to do with chatzitza. What we're talking about now, ein matbil in kli besol kli, the reason why you can't dip when two kelim into the mikvah at the same time, when one is inside of the other, that's not a chatzitza problem. Rather, it's the following. Resha hainu taima, gzera shalo yatbil machatin vitsinorios bekli she'ein bepiv kishefoferes hanod. The concern is that you may dip a needle or another type of very thin, fine instrument inside of a kli, which has a very narrow opening. So let's give some background into mikvahs a bit. There's a requirement that a mikvah needs to have 40 sa'ah. But there is also a loophole. Because if you have mikveh A, which has 40 sa'ah, and you have right next to it mikveh B, which does not have 40 sa'ah, all you gotta do is connect a pipe between the two mikvahs, and that can combine the mikvahs. And we're gonna see in literally the next line in the Gemara what the details are, the measurements of how open that pipe has to be. But that's a way of combining the two mikvahs if you have one next to the other and you have a pipe that connects them. So that's a way of making mikvah B also have all the kosher, the characteristics of being a kosher mikvah, because it's connected to mikvah number A. So now let's think about it as if I have mikvah A, which is my main mikvah. It's an actual mikvah which has been prepared. And I dip a Coke bottle inside of to that mikvah. And I have a needle inside of that, one of those glass Coke bottles. One of those vintage glass Coke bottles, and you have a needle inside, and I want to be matbil, I want the needle to become tahor. So does that Coke bottle have 40 sa'ah? Of course not, it's a small little Coke bottle. But if it can somehow connect to the larger mikvah around it, then that can allow the needle to become tahor as well. Even though the Coke bottle doesn't have 40 sa'ah, if it connects to the larger mikvah that's surrounding it, that'll be a good tevilah, a good dipping, for the needle as well. So all you gotta do is make sure that that Coke bottle has a big enough opening on top to connect to the outer mikvah, and then everything's fine and dandy. That needle is gonna get a good tefillah because it's in a Coke bottle. Yeah, and the Coke bottle is a pretty small kli, but it's connected to the outer mikvah. And so now we're talking about, again, kli besol kli. And so let's say our kli besol kli is an example of a needle that's inside a kli that has a very, very fine opening. Your matbil machten vitsinorios, a small little needle or something like a needle, inside a kli she'ein bepiv kishefoferes hanod. We're going to explain in a second that the diameter that you need to have in the opening of your kli to combine it with the larger mikvah that surrounds it is kishefoferes hanod, which is a hollowed out reed. We're going to explain a bit in a second how to measure that. But let's say your bottom kli, which is your Coke bottle, it doesn't have that wide of an opening. It's a very, very narrow opening. That means that the Coke bottle is not mitzdarev to the mikvah. It does not combine with the larger mikvah around it. And that means your needle, which is in a Coke bottle, is not going to get its tahor status. It's not as if you dipped that into a mikvah, because it's just inside of a Coke bottle. So that's the concern, Rava says. Why do we say, ain mat bilin kli besoch kli? So you're right, in general, there won't necessarily be a problem. If I'm going to dip a bowl that's on top of another bowl, there's no concern here of not having the eruv mikvaos, as we're going to describe, that the bottom bowl isn't connecting to the mikvah. Who cares? Because the top bowl isn't really inside of that bottom bowl. The top bowl is in the mikvah, the bottom bowl is in the mikvah, that's totally fine. But let's say you have a needle that's inside of a bottle, and you put both of those in the mikvah, that's going to be a problem. And so therefore we say in general, you can never be makbel kli besoch kli. Even one bowl on top of the other bowl, that's also a problem. Why? Because a gzera, a decree that you may come to also, if we allow that, then you may also come to dip when you have a needle inside of a Coke bottle, and that's going to be a problem if the Coke bottle does not have the proper requirements which allow the Coke bottle to connect to the entire mikvah that surrounds it. So that's Rava's concern. Nothing to do with chatzitza, as Rabbi Ila said. It's a matter of the bottom kli, the outer kli, needs to be able to connect to the larger mikvah around it. And if it can't, that's not going to allow the needle inside to become tahor. So again, let's read it inside. That's a gzera. Why? Because you may come to dip a needle inside of a kli which doesn't have at its opening the width, the diameter of a hollowed out reed. And why is that important? Because Kiditnan, it says in the following Mishnah, mikvos, eruv mikvos, in order to combine two mikvos, kishefoferes hanod, the pipe that you need in order to combine the two mikvos, is the pipe has to have a diameter of a hollowed out reed, which the Gemara goes on to explain means ke'oveha o ke'chalala. So a hollowed out reed, not only the thickness of the reed itself, but even, which is the oveha, but even the chalala, the hollowed out part of the reed, that's also, that whole thing is the diameter that you need to have in your pipe, which combines the two mikvaos. And if you, in case you're not familiar with how to measure reeds, the Gemara gives a better way that you can do this, a more practical way of measuring it, is this kishte etzbaos chozros lemkoman. You just have to dip two fingers. If you can stick two fingers within the hole, you have a pipe connecting two mikvaos. If you can fit two fingers inside and chozros lemkoman, you can move those fingers around the pipe and then throughout the across the circumference of that hole. Of that pipe hole, then that is going to be a proper eruv mikvaos, a way of combining the two mikvaos. So again, we had two main explanations of how to understand the concern of being matbil kli besoch kli. Rabbi Ila said it's all a problem of chatzitza, that the top kli is going to be heavy, it's going to weigh down on the bottom kli, and that's going to cause a problem of chatzitza, that the water of the mikvah is unable to touch the entirety of the kli. Because one kli is weighing down on the other kli. And the second explanation that we gave was nothing to do with chatzitza. Rather, Rava explains it's all a problem of, we're concerned that you may put a needle inside of a bottle in a situation where the bottle's opening is too small, it's too narrow, and the bottle is not mitzdarif, it does not combine to the larger mikvah around it, and therefore the needle is not going to become pure because it's just inside of a Coke bottle, which is disconnected to the mikvah around it. That Coke bottle doesn't have 40 sa'ah, the amount of what mikvah water necessary in order to be able to make something pure. And therefore, it's going to be a problem for the needle. So those are the two main reasons we explain. The Gemara on Chaf Beis is going to go on to say, L'may nafkamina, what's the difference between these two different explanations? Well, let's just first finish off from the very beginning of on the top line on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Savar la kehada amar of Nachman, amar babar avua. The following, this is going to parallel what we just had at Rabbi Igla. This, which Rabbi just said, is not about chatzitza, fits well with the following that Rav Nachman said, that Yud Aleph Milos Chanukan, that there are 11 Milos in our Mishnah, right? Because Rabbi Ila said, oh, there are only 10, because we listed 11, but 1 and 5 are both about chatzitza. For Rava, it's fine to say that there are 11 Milos, because 1 and 5 have 0 to do with one another. 5 is about chatzitza, but 1 isn't about chatzitza. It's about having a concern of combining the mikvah with the outer kli. And so this statement just goes on to continue the same thing we said before, that sheish rishonos, bein the kodesh, bein the chulon shenasu, al taras ha-kodesh, but achronos, lekodesh, aval lo lechulon shenasu, al taras ha-kodesh. That the first 6 apply to both kodesh and chulin, which are treated like kodesh, and the last 5 are only for kodesh, but not for chulon shenasu, al taras ha-kodesh. Again, as we explained, because the first 6 have to do with tumah midah reisa. So the Gemara now is going to explain achaf beis in next week's daf what the nafkamina is between these two opinions of Rav Ila and Rava. But it's very interesting to think about what Tosfos on the very top of this of achaf beis discusses, that there seems to be a very obvious difference. The Gemara is going to give a specific explanation, but there seems to be a very obvious difference, and that is that according to Rabbi Ila, that the problem is that you have a chatzitza because these two kalim are pressed against one another. That means that both kalim cannot become pure, because the top one is pressed against the bottom one. Your top bowl is pressed against your bottom bowl. That means that the water can't properly get around your top bowl or your bottom bowl, which means that both the top bowl and bottom bowl are both going to be tamei. The mikvah is not going to be metaher either one, because they both have a problem of chatzitza. But according to Rava, Rava says, no, our Mishnah, the problem of matl kli basol kli, is a problem not about chatzitza, but it's because the needle may be inside and the outer kli may not join together with the mikvah. According to Rava, the outer kli is totally fine. My Coke bottle, that's definitely tahor, definitely immersed into the mikvah. Outer kli is totally okay. The only question is about the inner kli. The needle that's inside, maybe that won't be able to become tahor. So that should be the obvious nafkamina, that according to Rav Ila, the outer kli is also going to have a problem of chatzitza, and the outer kli is going to be tameh, and according to Rava, the outer kli is going to be totally fine. It's totally tahor. Why doesn't the Gemara give that difference? And so based on that, Tosfos says it must be that the outer kli, that our case of matbil kli v'sol kli, is not as Rashi said on our Mishnah, that shneihem tameim, that both the inner kli and the outer kli are both tamei. No. If that was the case, then you'd have an obvious difference between Ravi Ila and Rava as to whether the outer kli becomes tahor. Rather, the case is that only the inner kli is tamei, and the outer kli is actually totally tahor, and that's why this is not going to be a nachmina between Rav Ila and Rava. And one final point, the Turi Evan asks another question, and he says, why can't you have the following nachmina as a difference between Rav Ila and Rava? What was Rava's problem? Rava's problem was if you put a needle inside of a kli, which is a very narrow top, that's not going to be a proper tevila for the needle. What about that case for Rav Ila? For Rav Ila, his whole problem is that, the top kli is so heavy, and it's weighing down against the bottom kli, and that's going to be a problem of chatzitza. Well, you know what? A needle is not heavy at all. So if you're going to put a needle into a bowl, that shouldn't be a problem of matbil kli basol kli according to Rav Ila. That should only be a problem of matbil kli basol kli according to Rava, where you have the concern of maybe you're going to put it inside of a kli with a very narrow opening. So that also should have been a nafkamina between Rav Ila and Rava. Why isn't the Gemara mentioned as one of the differences between these two shitos? And Tori Evan also asks a second question, which is that it's very strange according to Rav Ila. He says that chumra number 5 and chumra number 1 both have to do with chatzitza. Why didn't the Mishnah just put these back to back, next to one another? If you're going to have 2 things in our list that both have to do with chatzitza, make it 1 and 2, or 4 and 5. Why 1, and you have 2, 3, 4 about something that is not chatzitza related, and then 5 comes back to chatzitza? It's so strange. Tori Evan explains, he answers both of these questions by explaining that Rav Ila actually agrees to Rava. According to Rava, there's only one problem with matbil kli basol kli, and that is that maybe you're going to put a needle inside of an outer kli, which has a very narrow top. But according to Rav Ila, both are a problem. You have problem number 1 of chatzitza because of the kvedo shel kli. The top kli is going to weigh down on the bottom one. And you also have Rava's problem of putting the needle inside. He's concerned for both of these things. So that answers question number 1. Why isn't, if you put a needle inside of a kli, why isn't that enough coming in between these two shitos? Shouldn't Rav Ila agree if you put a needle inside of a bowl, that needle isn't going to weigh down? There's no chatzitza problem over there. The answer is, that's not nafkamina at all, because Rav Ila agrees to Rava's concern. A needle inside is definitely a concern, according to the concern of maybe it's going to be inside of a kli, which has a very narrow opening. So that's why it's not a chatzitza. That answers question number one. And it also answers question number two. Why aren't chumah number one and chumah number five listed next to each other in our Mishnah if they're both about chatzitza? The Torah Yevin answers that they're, because number one and number five are very different. Number five, yeah, that's just a problem of chatzitza. Number one, that's not just chatzitza, because Rav Ilo holds of both concerns. He holds that number one is a problem of, firstly, a chatzitza, but secondly, that maybe you're going to dip a needle inside of a very narrow opening in the outer cleat. So that's why those are listed separately, because they're not both identical about chatzitza. One's about just chatzitza, and one's chatzitza plus the concern of Rava of maybe going to be makbil, a needle inside of a Coke bottle that has a very narrow opening. So that's the discussion of Chaf Aleph, and we went through the first stringency of our Mishnah. The first stringency was that it applies only to Kachim and not to Truma. That's if you're makbil kli basol kli, if you put two kalim, one on top of the other, and dip them both into the mikvah, that's not going to work for Kachim. That's not going to make the kalim tahor. So why not? We saw two different reasons. Rav Ila says because it's a problem of chatzitza, that one kli is pressed against the other, and therefore the mikvah water is not able to touch the entire surface area of those kalim. That's a problem of chatzitza, that's why it doesn't work. And the second explanation was Rava, and that was because not because of chatzitza, rather it's a problem of maybe there's a concern you're going to put a needle inside of a Coke bottle, and that Coke bottle is going to have a very narrow opening, and therefore the Coke bottle is not going to join together with the rest of the mikvah, and therefore the needle won't become tahor because the needle isn't being dipped into a mikvah that has 40 sa'ah of water. Those are the two explanations. The Gemara in Chaf Bey is going to continue to say the nafkamina between these two, as well as why, if we have two great explanations as to why it doesn't work to be matbil kli basol kli by kachim, so then why doesn't that problem also exist if you're being matbil kli basol kli for the purposes of Trumah?